Well, it's been a fun afternoon seeing volleyball practice and strutters practice and see pallets of books come in. It's like you're opening a school or something.
Yes, it looks like that. You know, we're progressing nicely, and it's a good thing to see kids in the building starting to prepare for the upcoming school year. And it's also, from a principal's perspective, nice to see textbooks coming into the building as well. So that means we're just a little bit closer to reality on August the 27th.
Building could have been shaped in any sort of configuration. What makes the configuration and the contents of this building special?
Well, you know, the district worked for a significant amount of time with the architect, and there was a high school transition team that was involved in the input of the layout of the building. I wasn't initially a part of that, so the design of the building was established prior to me being hired. But I tell you what, but from a principal standpoint, and I'm not surprised, but I tip my hat to them. Because, again, while the building, the cover space for this facility is 450,000 square feet, it is a large space, but logistically it is laid out in a very logical manner. You know, each department on one side of the academic wing on a particular floor. So initially it will take the kids a little bit of time just to orient themselves, and you know, you being here today and touring the building, you can just tell from being in this physical space, it can be intimidating initially. But once kids just have a few minutes to kind of get their bearings, the layout of the building begins to make a great deal of sense and becomes very logical and systematic. So, you know, my hat's off to those folks that did the work in planning and thinking in advance to give us the product we have today.
Other than the layout of the building, what other questions are you getting from students and parents?
From students, probably the most popular question, how many minutes do we have in between each class?
Which is
five, just like Consolidated. You know, we'll run the same bell schedule as Consolidated, same start time, same end time, transition periods, you know, are 5 minutes. But, you know, that seems to be one of the most popular questions. So I know that next week when we have our orientation process, we'll get the kids a little tour of the building and orient them best as possible for the opening day of school. But when they get those schedules in the hand, next week, and they're able to physically walk the space and find their classrooms. That will there's tremendous excitement right now, and a little bit of angst as well. But I think having that orientation process and the kids having a chance to see and get a feel for the building that afternoon will just help us for a smooth morning come August the 27th.
How about parents? What are they asking? What are they talking about?
The parents, you know, actually I had a parent advisory committee that's been in place for over a year. Actually, we met throughout last school year. And though the types of things that in conversation I had with that particular group were really more about values, you know, what was important to, as far as them as parents and how we frame the expectation here at our school and kind of having a core set of values that they wanted us to build upon. That was probably the most significant conversations we had throughout last school year. Of course, our PTO board has been functioning since last school year as well. Our athletic booster club has been functioning for since last fall as well. So, you know, a lot of work over the last year has occurred building up to the 27th. You know, opportunities for those group of parents and me to meet so I can get feedback from them and offer them my thoughts. The same with our PTO. I had a student committee, very much the same that I met with throughout last year, that was almost 80 kids strong, and just hearing what was important to them and those types of things. But, you know, again, the most important thing is how we frame up expectation. You know, our expectation for the kids in the classroom, holding ourselves accountable for a good product. I think it's no different than what you probably would get from any parent who has any child in our school district, and we understand that expectation. You know, we've been we're fortunate to have such a wonderful facility, and I said earlier today that you know, a beautiful building, it's wonderful to have, you know, but a great school is not made by bricks and mortar. It's made by the people that are within the walls of that school and the support of the community and the parents and the district. And I am very confident in the collective College Station High School family right now. I'm very confident in the faculty and staff. I'm very confident in our young people that I've met over the last year and a half as we've worked to this point. I know that the parents have provided us tremendous support. They've been involved, and they've stepped up and committed themselves to helping us get open. So I'm very excited. It's a tremendous opportunity. And as I say to everyone, you know, the opportunity for us to do is here and now. What we do with it is up to us.
We've talked about everything that's associated with the first year of the new high school as it applies to students, teachers, administrators, parents, an invitation to those who may live within the geographic boundaries. They have children not yet old enough to be in the high school or middle school system. You may have retirees who live in the attendance zone. How about an invitation to get them involved in what's happening here?
Absolutely. I think our front doors to our schools are always open, just like any other schools within the district. And I understand, as we all do, that we're a reflection of the collective community. And we're standing here in this building because this collective community approved a bond to do it. So absolutely, I know that's a vote of confidence on their behalf. We want to be a reflection of the community. We want to be something that the community is proud of, that they can say, oh, yeah, College Station High School, that's a part of us. That's where we live. That school is just down the road from where we live. Oh, that's where my fifth grader or sixth grader is going to go in a few years. We want to be something the community is proud of, and I say we want to be, and I'm confident in saying we will be.
If I missed anything else that listeners need to know about, whether they live in or outside the attendance zone?
Well, I'm just very excited about the upcoming school year. Very confident in the expectations that we have laid out for the faculty and staff, and I predict a tremendous future for this school.
If I missed anything, Tom?
What do you anticipate your day will be like on August the 27th as the principal?
As calm as they come.
You sticking by that story?
Yeah, well, check with me on the 28th. You know, again, it is, I have every intent of our orientation process and really being able to communicate with our kids, sending them home with information and answering their questions, eliminating some of the anxiety. Of course, the first day of school anywhere, there's some anxiety. But I think the more of that we can communicate out next week and to our parents with the orientation process and our kids get schedules in their hands, they get familiar with the building, that will help with the smoothness of the first day. And quite honestly, the things like the band practicing right now, or our drill team, or the volleyball team, or the football practice, you know, those kids are up here every day now. Mm-hmm. They're becoming familiar mm-hmm. with the facilities now, and their moms and dads are dropping them off. So they're developing an acquaintance with the school ahead of time. You know, it's all about planning and organization and communication. I think we will, the expectation is we open this just as smoothly as if it were any other school that it already existed.
As you're standing here, I was looking behind you and I saw two guys bringing in pallets of new textbooks. Mm-hmm. These are type of things that are unique to a new school in a lot of ways because there was no textbooks to be stored from last year here. Everything is sort of a scratch from new, and that makes this whole experience unique, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This is my 21st year, and I've had the fortunate opportunity to be an administrator at the elementary level, the middle school level, and previously at the high school level and central office level. And the challenge about this is, yeah, it's new. It's from scratch. But I think the important thing about it is, you know, that feedback from the parent committees I mentioned earlier, hearing what the students say, having a solid faculty and staff, collective school family, and allowing their input and using their knowledge, you know, what's on their mind, what are their questions, and using that to kind of guide me and helping them and all of us working together to get this thing open and going. You know, it's from scratch, absolutely. But there's a lot of collective knowledge, folks with a lot of collective knowledge that are working together to help open this building. And you take those experiences and you don't have to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of knowledge that with a collective group that you reflect upon to help build things.
Athletics is a face of any school program, whether it be college or high school or anything like that. You all were able to bring Steve Huff back to the College Station ISD. I know he's excited about it. A lot of people are interested in athletics, all kinds of athletics, and I know you all are looking forward to building from sophomores to juniors to seniors here.
Absolutely. You know, and you say that, and Steve, first and foremost, you know, we're very excited that, that Steve's a part of our school family here. You know, not only is Steve a winner, but, you know, Steve is just, and if for any of those that know him on a personal level, just know what a character person he is. He is the kind of individual that you would want your own children around. And we've done that with our entire staff. You know, you know, a character is going to be part of what we're about. And so I'm very excited to have Steve aboard, but as I am our band director, it came from San Antonio O'Connor, which is a storied music program. Mm-hmm. I am just the same for, you know, all of our coaching staff, for our orchestra director, Mr. Hill, that came over from Consolidated. You know, I'm confident in our collective staff, and I think that that is definitely a strength of this building is the people we've put in the classrooms and in front of our kids.